BGMC. The biblical truth lives here.
We are living in a time like no other in history. But fortunately for us, God wrote it down, all in His prophecies, what would happen next. Find out what prophecies came true this week, ripped straight from the headlines. Verily I say unto you, the only way to rightly understand prophecy is from a messianic Hebrew roots perspective. For without the roots, the tree is dead. Stay tuned for the Prophecy News headline show, The Remnant's Call.
Welcome to The Remnant's Call, The Sledgehammer Show, where prophecy, politics, religion come through to your device that you're watching us on or listening to us on. Tonight's show is Sledgehammer Show number 413. It is called Death is on the Doorstep. Death is on the doorstep. Get ready for a really interesting show. We're going to be talking about prophecy. We're going to be talking about the book of Revelation. We're going to be talking about end time prophecy in the news. Let me introduce myself. I am Rav Hanun Ben Moshe from Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation, a place where Jew and Gentile worship Yeshua the Messiah as one people, following the Word of God from Genesis through to the book of Revelation. You can come and join us any Saturday at 11 a.m. That's Saturday at 11 a.m. at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. We are streaming now, and I just fixed the problem, so Ben, check it. We're streaming on Telegram. I didn't start the stream. You can't see it if you don't start the stream. So we're streaming on Telegram. We're streaming on Rumble. We're streaming on Facebook. So come out and join us if you're in North Carolina at our congregation on Saturday. That's Saturday at 11 a.m. Okay, for worship, the Word, and the news. We're going to be in a message that is centered on the Word of God. Okay, if you send us an email at info@thesledgehammershow.com to tell us if you love or hate the show, let us know. Either way, we can take it. You won't hurt our families, our feelings, I mean, and we protect our families, okay? And, you know, there you see all the different sites we put our videos on. We put our stuff on Facebook, Twitter, Gab, USA Life, Telegram, YouTube, Brighteon, Vimeo. Okay, we put it everywhere. And we're going to keep going and doing more as we can to put out the Word of God. So with that, if you would support us, that would be great. $5, $10, $2. It doesn't matter. No donation is too small and no donation is too large. And if you want to send a check or money order, send it to Beth Goyim, 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. I'm joined on the line once again by my good friend and colleague, Mr. Ben Jimenez, the Steeler fan, okay? And we're going to be talking about some major issues tonight, so get ready, okay? And the major issue we're talking about is this, the book of Revelation. In the book of Revelation, it is very important to... We're streaming on
Facebook.
We're streaming on Facebook, but we're not streaming on Telegram.
I can't get Telegram, but I see us on Facebook.
Okay. All right. So we're trying. We're doing whatever we can to get the word out. Like, back to what we're going to be talking about tonight. This is a very important understanding, you know, because you need to look at the news through the eyes of the scriptures. Okay, it's very important to look at the news through the eyes of the scriptures. You, without that, you know, you're talking about the vaccinations, you're talking about child abduction, you're talking about homosexuality, but the Word of God is vitally important, and especially what we're going to be talking about tonight is really important because we're going to tie it together with Revelation, okay? In Revelation, it's, if you don't really love God and you don't know God, it can be a scary book to read, okay? So what we're going to look at tonight is the in one of the parts is we're going to look at the fourth seal, okay? We're going to look at the fourth seal of the seven seals. In Revelation 6, verse 7 and 8, said, when he broke the fourth seal, I heard a voice of the four living beings say, go. I looked, and there in front of me was a pallid, sickly-looking horse. Its rider's name was Death, and Sheol followed behind him. They were given authority to kill one quarter, that's 25% of the world, by war, by famine, by plagues, and with the wild animals of the earth. Okay, so what we're going to be discussing is that 25% of the world dying. Okay, and let me bring up the slide again. What you see here is the seven seal judgments. Now, that's not the only judgments that are going to be happening. Okay, there are seven shofar judgments and seven bowl judgments, and each judgment gets sequentially worse and worse, and there's a lot of people that die in each of the judgments. And it's very important for us to know that God's word is true, that the devil is not in charge, but the Lord allows the devil to do his evil, okay? When we, the people, are not following the word of God, when we're not following the commandments, there's got to be some recompense for our disobedience. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, that you really need to listen to this show, because what I'm going to bring forth in the news is this, you know, terrible thing of 25% of the world dying. Now, before bringing my good friend Ben on, we're also going to look at Zechariah 13, verse 8 and 9. In time throughout that land, says Jehovah, two-thirds, that's 66%, of those in it will be destroyed. They will be destroyed. They will die. But one-third will remain. That third part I will bring through the fire. I will refine them as silver is refined. I will test them as gold is tested. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, this is my people, and they will say, Jehovah is my Elohim. Okay, so we see in these two sections of the Bible that we read, we see in Revelation that 25% of the world dies when Yeshua the Messiah opens up the fourth seal. We then see of that 25% in Israel, it is higher. Their percentage is going to be higher than the world's percentage, okay? In Israel, when this fourth seal gets opened up, two-thirds of the Jews will die, okay? Or the Hebrews is a more perfect way of saying it. The Jews, everybody knows, associates the word Jew with all of Israel. Okay, Jew really just means one from Yehuda, so that's only one of the tribes. But what we're seeing here is that all the tribes, 66% will die. Okay, so Ben, we have this very interesting, you know, we're going to have a very interesting show. And we're going to be talking about the world population dying. And that's going to be, you know, hard for many people. You know, when we're seeing, you know, 25% of the world dying, that means, you know, that's a lot of dead people. Okay, that's a lot of problems. That's a lot of where are you going to put all the dead people? You know, you're going to put them in the ocean? You're going to burn the bodies? I mean, how is it going to happen? Well, we saw in Revelation, war, famine, and plague. So what we're going to be talking about tonight is these two sections of the Bible. And, you know, in Revelation, you see that this is just the beginning of the death, okay? When Yeshua opens up the fourth seal, this is just the beginning, okay? So what's your take so far, Ben, on these two parts of the Bible where in we got one in the Old Testament, one in the New Testament, you got 66% of the Jews dying this time around, and in total, 25% of the world. I mean, what makes you know, people, think about for yourself. Are you going to be in the beginning 25% that dies? What do you think, Ben?
Well, you know, we know that if the Word of God is saying that, then it's going to happen. That goes without saying, because in the Word, you know, Hashem, He says, "My word shall not return unto me void. It will go out and it will set out and it will complete that which it set out to do." So the fact that we see that 25% of the world's population is going to die, and 2/3 of those in the land, 66% of those who are from the lineage of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, will die. They'll be destroyed for because of their disobedience. This is, once again, this actually, whether you want to accept it or not, this reveals the mercy.
This is,
hold on.
Accept it or not.
Hold on.
This,
there we go. I had it on Facebook Live. This actually reveals the mercy that our Elohim, that our God, that our Creator is displaying towards us, in that He doesn't destroy each and every one of us, you know, but He allows a part of us to destroy, because if we read throughout the whole Tanakh, the Brit Hadashah, we see that only a remnant is going to make it, you know, and this 1/3 is part of that remnant. Now, will the complete 1/3 make it? I don't know. It might be less than that, you know. We might see an eighth of the total population make it into heaven, you know. Who knows? The only one who knows is God. He knows the end from the beginning. But the fact that you know, He says here that He's going to bring the third part, that 1/3 of those who didn't die, He's going to bring us through the fire, and He's going to refine us as silver. Now, from teachings and from you know, research, we know that silver is refined in the fire seven times hotter than gold is. You know, I guess because it has more impurities than gold. But if he's going to refine them as silver is refined, and then he's going to test them as gold is tested, because if you ever pawned a chain or a ring, you know how they test gold. They scrape it on a stone and then they put acid on it. You know, to see if the scrapings disappear. It also tells them how pure the gold is. So that third part is not out of the wood. Is not out of the woods, because they have to go through testing to make sure that they're pure as silver, and as refined as silver and as pure as gold. And then, and only then, will they call on his name and say, he is our God. And God will say, you know, this is my people. You know, every part of the Tanakh, every part of the Bible, the Brit Hadashah, coincides with one another. You know, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, he said, if my people, he's talking about these people right here, the people that stem from the lineage of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. If my people who are called by his name, would humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, then he'll hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. It's all a process. But if we don't walk through that process now, those of us who remain will be forced to walk through that process later.
Yeah, those of us that remain, you know, it's going to be, you know, difficult, because when you lose, you know, that many people, you know, 66%, and then you lose, you know, the 25% of the world, yeah, it's going to be intense, people. It really is going to be very intense. And the reason why we're looking at this. Now, let me bring something else up on your screens. What I'm going to do is, as the Sledgehammer Show does all the time, what we do is we bring the news. But you must look at the news in light of the scriptures. So we start off this show, which is drastically different than, you know, Jesus Guns and Babies. You know, it's a pretty good show on I think it's on Stu Peters Network. Okay, but all these Christian shows don't give you the fullness of the understanding of scripture. Okay, so we read in Revelation 25% of the world is going to die. We read in Zechariah 13, in the end, 66% of the Jews are going to die. Now, I'm going to give you some information that should blow your mind, and, you know, pass along this show link to as many people as you can to get them ready for what's about to happen. Between 1970 and the year 2020, that's 50 years for those that don't know how to do math real good, 1,312 athletes died from cardiac arrest. In 50 years, okay, that was in 50 years from 1970 to 2020, only 1,312, okay? Well, the reason I said only is look at the next part. From 2021 to 2022, that's 12 months or one secular year, 1,598 athletes died from cardiac arrest. So in 1 year's time, we surpassed the previous 50 years. So that is something for you to really take a heavy-duty look at. To first ask the question, why? Why is this happening? Okay? Why is this happening? Okay? And that all of a sudden, in 1 year's time, we surpassed the previous 50 years. Was there something that occurred? Was there a vaccination? The COVID vaccination. It's not a vaccination. It's, you know, let's go on to the next before we add to what I just said. Now I'm going to read you a lot of information. Okay? There's a lot of, we just read in 1 year's time we had all these athlete sites, 1,500, surpassing the 50 years from 1970 to 2020. Now, the Buffalo Bills player is alive, but he died on the field. Okay? Three Massachusetts law enforcement officers died suddenly within 4 days of one another. Old Dominion men's basketball player collapses during game. 17-year-old Wyoming basketball player dies suddenly in freakish accident. Let me get myself off the screen there so you can see the rest of the information. MMA phenom Victoria Lee dies suddenly at 18 years of old. So you got a 17-year-old, an 18-year-old, and the football player is not that old either. I don't know his age. Okay. Now, LA Times reporter dies suddenly at the age of 33. 18-year-old girl collapses and dies suddenly on basketball court. Jamaica former ambassador to the U.S. dies suddenly after collapsing while walking. Orange County water polo coach dies suddenly at 28 years old. Right, there's a lot more information. Look at this. Police lieutenant dies suddenly at 37 years old. 42-year-old special ops officer dies suddenly at his home. Irish Times contributor Brian Hutton dies suddenly at 46. Second ABC News producer dies at age 37. Former Jaguars offensive lineman dies at 38. Wait, there's more. What else do we have here? 25-year-old doctor of pharmacy dies suddenly. Former American Idol contestant C.J. Harris dies suddenly. 18-year-old Canadian basketball player dies suddenly. Former Alabama running back found dead at his home at 42. 18-year-old rugby football star. 18-year-old rugby football star. Wait, there's more. Popular TikTok food critic dies at 33. Lisa Marie Presley dies suddenly at 54. Sudden death. 46-year-old Washington State firefighter dies suddenly. Toronto Film Festival programmer dies suddenly at 37. 41-year-old pregnant mother of four dies suddenly. Okay, now that's a lot of information. Now, once again, before going on, I want to bring back the revelation part that we were talking about. In the fourth seal, 25%, let me switch hands, okay, put it there, 25% of the world dies, okay? Now, I just read you all that information, all those people dying. 25% of the world dies. We got this revelation. Now, look at this. This is Deagle.com. This is an organization that works with the United States federal government. Deagle.com predicts up to 80% of the population will be removed from the earth by 2025 in countries where Europeans live. Okay, let me get my face off the screen there for a moment. Where the blue arrows are on the left-hand side, you see the United States and Israel. The United States and Israel. In there, the United States is going to lose by 2025 68.5% of our population. See, this is, they've taken all the information. This is worked up for the government. Okay, I just read you all these things out. A massive amount of people have gotten vaccinated. It's not a vaccination. It's killing people. All these people died suddenly. Okay, now in that second blue arrow, on the bottom part there, it is the state of Israel. The state of Israel that they're projecting is going to lose 48.3% of its population. Now, the scriptures said 66%. Okay, so they're putting it a little bit lower. Okay, so the United States will lose, we're at 316 million people. It's going to drop down to 99 million people. Okay, that's a loss of 68.5% of our population. This is a staggering number. A staggering number, Ben. What do you think about these numbers, Ben? Is this insane? The amount of people that they're projecting to die by 2025 or in 2023? By 2025.
This seems amazing. It's pretty astonishing to see these numbers in front of you. Hearing them is one thing, but actually looking at them is something totally different. Brings you into a subtle reality that what's going on is nothing more and nothing less than what's been planned for decades, for centuries. The only way that we'll ever reach a culling of the population to this extent is through massive deaths, as you know, Revelation says, through famine, through wars, through plagues, and let's not forget through the wild animals of the earth. They're going to participate in the culling of the population according to the word of God. You know, according to Revelation. Now, these people that you've mentioned, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I do believe that they, each and every one of them, received the so-called voluntary jab. It was a voluntary jab that was forced upon all of us. You know, you volunteered to take it, but if you didn't take it, you couldn't participate in normal society. And I know a lot of people that took it because they wanted to travel, because you know they worked the mission field. These are Christians that I'm talking about, that I personally know. And if they didn't take it, they couldn't go abroad and work the mission field. So they went ahead and took it. Each and every one of these people have received it. The jab, the booster, the booster's booster, and the booster's booster's booster booster. Say that 10 times really fast. when they introduced this so-called, you know, prevention medicine, they did zero testing. They didn't know what the repercussions of this jab was going to be. They went ahead, and because it was rolled out in an emergency,
when there was no emergency,
right? When there was no emergency, because if you look at, I believe it's the World Health Organization statistics for 2019 versus 2020, more people died in 2019 from the flu than they died from COVID in 2020. I think only like a million and some odd people died in 2020, and it was close to, I think, 10 million people that died from the flu in 2019.
Something like that.
It was something like that. It was a ridiculous number. But here, because all the reigning heads of the world got together and said, this is what we're going to do, and they all did it together, in the blink of an eye, in the twinkling of an eye, okay, everybody gave up their freedom for a little bit of safety. And those of us who refused to wear the mask, we were called terrorists, we were called deplorable, we were called idiots, we were called, you know, so many other names. I really can't mention them on the show. But, you know, because they refused to take the jab, you know, they were excommunicated. Now, that's the first step to everything that's happening and that's going to happen that Revelation speaks about. Because even Yeshua, when he was alive, he says, you are going to be hated for my sake. Because you believe in him, because we believe in him, we are going to be hated by the world. If you thought that the world persecuted Israel because they blamed everything that was happening on Israel, this, my friend, is going to be seven times worse. Because we believe in the Messiah. We believe in the Jewish Messiah. Okay? We believe in the suffering servant who shall come back as a reigning king, a conquering king. He is going to conquer and conquer. All right? And because of that, we are going to be cast into prisons. We are going to be cast into the quarantine camps. We are going to be shunned from society. And it's happening little by little, slowly but surely. They are trying to create a society which is, quote unquote, a utopia. They are trying to create this perfect society that the lefts have been dreaming up of for the last umpteen hundred years. And this is all a plan that's being executed by the enemy of our souls. Because he knows what his end is going to be. So he's going to try to make everybody miserable during that course. You know, but what we have to do is, and we mentioned this in every show, and what we have to do is we have to take responsibility and accountability for ourselves, and we have to get down with our face in the ground and ask and beg for mercy and ask and beg for forgiveness. We have to teshuva. We have to come back to the one true God. the God of Isaac, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Well, the other part that I want to point out to people is, I'm going to put this up on the screen again, is that when you look at the information that Deagle is putting out, or Deagle, whatever you want to say, tomato, tomato, the countries that are not pushing the vaccination, okay, are gaining in population. They're going to have, China's going to have a 2% or a 3% gain. These countries that, stopped the vax, like India and Russia, they didn't put out any of this. But America, that was pushing it, is going to lose 68% of the people. And that's why we started this show, because, you need to get this out there. You need to think about it yourself, because, you look at all these people, and this is just a real small percentage of what I gathered, okay? 33-year-old, 54-year-old, 46-year-old, 37, 41, 25, 18, an 18-year-old rugby player, an 18-year-old Canadian baseball player, a 25-year-old doctor of pharmacy. These people were in top condition. And the ones that are in most top condition are the athletes. In 1 year, 1,560, let's put it at 1,600. That's more than the 50 years prior to what we're seeing over 1 year. So what's, let's just play observational scientist. Okay, what changed worldwide? It was these countries like Israel, these countries like the United Kingdom, the countries like Ireland, Scotland, they said 100% of Scotland is vaccinated. 100% of the Scottish people are vaccinated. You're going to have a massive die-off. Okay, Ireland, there are a lot of Jews there, people that are Jews that don't know they're Jews, such as Rav Will from Beth Goim. He didn't know growing up that he was Jewish, but he found out that he's a Jew, in blood. Okay, so here we have this, the athletes, 1,600 died in 1 year. Okay, now you have this other part. You have, where is it? You have these numbers. Okay, I know it's a little bit hard to see on the screen, but okay, it's the best I could do with a screenshot. Okay, 68.5%. They're predicting that 68.5% by 2025. What do you think that's going to do to the infrastructure of the United States? Business. What do you think it's going to do to the military? Okay, when that's 99. Let me bring up the next one where it said 99 million are going to be 100 million from 300 million. Okay, that's going to destroy the infrastructure of our country, of Israel, of Ireland, England, Scotland, and they're pushing the vaccinations in France, Portugal, Spain. What's it going to do to the infrastructures of those nations, those prosperous nations, Ben? Okay, these are resource rich countries. You know, these are countries that bring a lot to the world. And now, you know, you're going to have, you know, England, you know, 50%, 60%, Scotland, 100%. I mean, all because, I mean, and what you need to really look at is God. You know, I believe there is a God. I believe he's the God of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. I believe that he sent his son, Messiah, Yeshua. I believe in the Bible. I believe it to be true. So that's why the beginning of our show, I started with this scripture. One quarter of the world is going to die by war, famine, and plague. Now, if you don't believe in the Bible, you know, I can't help you. I'm bringing you the information. You know, I'm showing you that you got all these people. Look at this. And this is just a minuscule amount. I got four slides of people that died suddenly. This is crazy, Ben. This is absolutely, you know, the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet. Psalm 119, verse 105. He's opening up. He's fed up, you know. And, you know, and what we've been seeing in Israel over the last week or so with the demonstrations on Shabbat. You know, we don't want Shabbat. We don't, you know, we're worried about we're going to demonstrate on Shabbat. No, nothing is supposed to bring us away from Shabbat. What do you think, Ben? You know, am I crazy for bringing this information? What do you think?
Well, the world might consider you crazy because, you know, the truth is what really hurts. And it hurts because you know that the truth is the truth. You know that there's no escaping it. And that's why the world, you know, goes against all those that speak the truth and label them as crazy, label them as heretics, fanatics, because they don't want to hear it. They want to be able to satisfy the flesh. They want to live the way they live without being judged. You know, I mean, in the last 10 years, the phrase, only God can judge me, you can't judge me, has been so popular. But, you know, words, just like the Word of God, pose the power of being a double-edged sword. Because the same way that the words cut going in, it cuts going out just as much. Now, this information that you bring, that we elaborate on week after week, is not something that's being made up. You know, it's being compared to the Word of God because it's the Word of God that tells us what is going to happen, how it's going to happen, and what we're supposed to do to prepare for when it does happen. You know, the news that you see on secular television or you hear on secular radio doesn't really tell you what to do in the event of an emergency. You know, they have this emergency broadcast system that if something happens, you tune in and then you follow directions just like the sheep that we are, you know?
Bah.
You know what I'm saying? And it stems from years and years and years of programming, especially from when the television was invented. Television is one of the greatest tools of the enemy because it maintains everybody distracted, interested in something other than the Word, interested in not doing tzedakah, you know, not walking righteously, you know, and not sharing the word. I mean, you have all these evangelists on television, okay? But yet, when you look at their private lives, you know, who is it,
Kenneth Copeland?
Kenneth Copeland.
Oh, my goodness.
Kenneth Copeland. I used to be a faithful listener of his when I was a young Christian. But he bought Tyler Perry's jet from him, you know.
I'm just trying to get an oil change done.
And it's all on the backs of his congregants. All those people that give him money, and they give him thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, every time he gets up there to preach. You know, these people are not imparting the truth of the word. You know, they've strayed from teaching the word to scratching the congregants' backs for their money, you know. And this is what we're seeing, and this is because we've strayed away from the truth, you know. And here at Beth Goim, I've been coming to Beth Goim now for I believe the last 8 years, if I'm correct, something like that. And I haven't left because the way the truth is imparted, you know, by you, Rabbi, you know, and I admire your teaching, and I am grateful for the way that you've taught. Yes, it's all him, but he put you there for us so that you can teach us the correct way.
He was, you know? He just wanted to beat me.
but getting back to the topic, you know, we have to, as stewards of God's word, we have to know when to share it and know how to share it, because not all the time are we commanded to speak, but we're commanded to show our lives, you know, as being changed by the Master, and that's what we're called to do. We're called to live uprightly, so that this way we are, because this way we are the light that sits upon the hill for all to see. And when people see that light, those who are interested, those who Hashem deems ready, will come and investigate and will want to find out more. I don't know if you remember the first Bible study that I went to on a Tuesday, when we were in the main room where
everything happened.
Yeah, where everything happened. And I was just so amazed, and I made a statement where I said, I have to unlearn everything that I've learned and relearn the truth. Because we're given the opportunity to find the truth, and we have the word in our hands, but unless we put from our part, we're never going to find it. And that's exactly what's happening here, because people don't want to put their part because it's too much like work.
So we also talked about the other part, war, famine, and plagues. In Revelation, the fourth seal was war, famine, and plagues. So let me add a little bit to your plate. Putin allies are now calling for Berlin to be nuked after Germany's decision to send tanks and aid to the Ukraine. Fuming Kremlin propagandists threaten nuclear strikes on the West today after Germany agreed to send tanks to the Ukraine. Let's see what else it said there. Look at what it says here. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz folded to international pressure. Let me just get it so I can get myself off the screen there. Folded into international pressure and directed pleas from President Zelensky. He will now send a squadron of Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. Now look at the yellow there. German tanks with crosses on their armor will again march across Ukraine attacking Russian soldiers. The Soviet Union bombed Berlin in 1941. People, this is getting, this is war, you don't believe in the word of God? Get ready. He's about to allow us to get really chastised. Now, if you think you're safe in America, it said war, famine, and plagues. Okay? War, famine, and plagues. Russian warship with unstoppable 7,000-mile-an-hour hypersonic missile sails towards U.S. and will soon be in strike range. A Russian warship armed with the unstoppable hypersonic missile is sailing toward the U.S. coast to show strength, the report claims. A guided missile frigate armed with the 6,670 mile per hour Zircon weapon, a nuclear-capable Mach 9 missile, have reported range of 625 miles. So you get that missile to blow up in the middle of the United States and blow it up above the United States. It will knock the power out from coast to coast. It's called an electromagnetic pulse or an EMP. Okay, what did Yeshua say in Revelation? What's the fourth seal? War, famine, and plague. Now, let's see another story if you don't believe those. Border Patrol Council head says number of terrorists coming across the border has been skyrocketing. President of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judge, said that the number of terrorists coming across the southern border has increased dramatically during the Biden administration. When you look at the years past, if we approach six people on the terrorist watch list, that was a lot, Judge said. We apprehended 17 in the month of December. What is going on? Well, God is getting a little fed up with all of our pandering to the child abductor, the groomers. Now let's go to our last story that I'm going to bring for, So America is getting rid of all their military equipment. They're giving it away. U.S. announces $2.5 billion military package for the Ukraine. Now, remember, Ben, remember when we left Pakistan? We left all the equipment there. Now we've gone green, and we got the supply chain breakdown. I didn't have time to get the story, but I heard a story where the oil drilling rigs, there's no parts for them, so they're going to old rigs to get parts off the old rigs to keep the pumps pumping. Now we're giving away $2.5 billion in military package. We're sending the Ukraine all of our stuff. We're going to have none here. Give us your thoughts on this and your last couple of shekels. I mean, war, famine, and plague.
Well, I mean, going through these news articles and these headlines, we can see that there is an agenda behind all this. And I've said it for quite a while. You've said it for quite a while, that the agenda is to actually break the system that we know right now. It's planned to take away all our freedoms, It's plan, you know, it's a plan to enslave us, you know, so that this way those who are standing above us may live off of our backs, you know. In a few shows back, we mentioned, you know, Klaus Schwab, where he said, you know, you're going to own nothing and you're going to be happy.
You're going to own nothing and you're going to love it.
You're going to love it. All right? We're entering an era where we're seeing technology advance in such a way where I believe I saw an article about Whole Foods having turnstiles that you need to swipe a chip. It's like a membership to go in and shop. I was listening to the fact that, you know, this administration is outlawing gas stoves because the gas stoves aren't smart stoves. They want everything to be smart, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi capable. So this way, on your social score, it's going to depend whether or not you can use these articles, the stoves, your car, your TV, your bank account, your light, buy food. All this is a plan. And the word of God has told us about this from the very beginning. The famine that's coming, it's coming. There's no avoiding it. We're starting to see traces of this happening right now. And unless we decide to wake up and smell the coffee, we're going to get caught by surprise.
We are definitely living in a very tenuous time. I put the seven seal picture up. It's a nice picture I grabbed off the net. The fourth seal is really, I believe, has been open. War, famine, and plague is coming. It has started. We are heading for a mass die-off from all the people that have taken the vaccination. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people are dying every day from strange, mysterious illnesses, sudden heart attacks, blood clots. You can, you know, search it yourself. You know, I recommend watching Stu Peters' documentary called Died Suddenly. It's excellent. There's another one with Dr. Brian Artis, about the snake venom and the stuff in the water. It's undeniable information. If you want to stick your head in the sand, go ahead. It doesn't, you know, you can't get away from all these people dying suddenly. 18-year-olds, 17-year-olds, a kindergartner dying. We are living in some tremendous times. The Word of God is true from Genesis through to the book of Revelation. If you're in North Carolina or South Carolina or anywhere, come and visit us on Shabbat. We're going to bring forth the Word. We're going to bring forth truth. The only way to stop this is if we turn from our wicked ways, then God will hear from heaven. Well, what's a wicked way? Well, God tells us in the book of the Torah, the five books. You've been listening to The Remnant's Call, the Sledgehammer Show for Ben Jimenez. And I'm Rav Hanun Ben Moshe from Beth Goyim. Until next week, Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom. This is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman. I would personally like to thank you for tuning in to The Remnant's Call each and every week. You can listen to the full message on our website, bethgoyim.org. If you have drawn closer to the King of Kings, learned more about Him today, we are blessed. If you are blessed by these messages, please consider a donation to our ministry. You can go to our website, BethGoyim.org. That's BethGoyim.org. And click on the donate button. You do not have to have a PayPal account to donate. All you need is a debit card. Once again, thank you very much for listening to The Remnant's Call.
If you have not taken your first steps to be born again, just ask God's help. Remember, it's His loving grace that has come to find you. No one is worthy or able to reach God, but God can reach us, and He's reaching out to you now. Just open your heart and let Him in. His arms are open, and the blessing of salvation and eternal life are waiting for you. Don't let it wait any longer. Ya Adonai, panavoleka, vikuneka, Yisa Adonai, panavoleka, vayasem lecha, shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift His face and shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you His shalom.
Shalom, my name is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman, and I invite you to come to visit our congregation. If you are in the tri-state area, come out and visit with us on Shabbat. We are a congregation of Jews and Gentiles, living as one in the Messiah Yeshua. BGMC is a place of true worship. The focus never wanders from the Hebraic roots of our faith. Beth Goyim is rooted in the Word of God from Bereshit through to the Book of Revelation. Messiah's strong words against man-made tradition are carefully recorded in Matthew 7. That is the reason we only follow the straight-up instructions found in Scripture, truly the way, the truth, and the life. If you're looking for a deeper walk with Adonai, come out for our Tuesday evening Bible study called Messianic Torah Time. Come, spend a day with us on any Shabbat. We start at 11 a.m. with the sound of the ancient Hebrew shofar. Next, we offer our King praise and worship in English, Hebrew, and Spanish. After worship, we review the headlines in the previous week's news from around the globe, especially news from the Holy Land Israel. We don't just list the news headlines as current events, but we comb through the scriptures, searching for clues to understand what they mean and then to help pinpoint prophetically our current position on Adonai's clock. After digesting all that modern information, we leave the world behind as we journey with our Adonai deep into His eternal word, not with just one or two scriptures, but usually seven or more scriptures. The spiritual nourishment and the richness of His kingdom become accessible to the ones who share this special time and seek them out. The day does not end there, because Shabbat is so special to Him. There is always so much more that our King desires to share. So instead of separating and leaving, we stay together as a family for potluck lunch and an afternoon study of our King's Word. We close the Shabbat together with a reading of the new week's parashah. That's the Torah portion. Even after those blessings, many of us just can't get enough. So the members bring prepared homemade foods to share while we all enjoy an uplifting movie together. If all that information is not quite enough, you can check out our website where you will find over 200 video teachings and biblical holy day studies. Under Messianic Torah Time, the Hebrew Roots button, you'll discover free studies on many, many different topics, including PowerPoint slide presentations. If Beth Goyim sounds like a place you'd love to visit, but you live outside the tri-state area, there is still a way to connect with us. We stream live on the internet on Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbat. The website is www.BethGoyim.org. That's BethGoyim.org. Our phone number is 973 338-7800 or 978-2-YESHUA. That's 978, the number 2, Yeshua. Shalom.